work had got out of hand. He had sacrificed his life, almost literally, out of loyalty to the force and his colleagues. For that, he had been rewarded with the offer of a move from the SWAT team in Gothenburg, which he had been a part of for more than 10 years, to a desk job in Little Töreboda. They had utterly flattened him. Disappointment and rage raced through his veins once again. For a while now, every day had felt the same. He'd had to break out of the pattern to avoid losing his mind. That was no exaggeration. Taking a leave of absence and returning to the island paradise of his childhood, Smergen, had, in the end, been his only way out, the only way to find time to think. Yesterday he'd handed in his firearm and his badge. Then he'd gone to collect the car that had more or less cleaned out his savings. But the intoxication he felt every time he pushed his foot to the floor was worth every penny. He left the E6 motorway and turned off towards the little fishing settlements that lined the coast of Sotenäs. Far too late, he spotted a police speed check on the side of the road. He slowed down. Lucky this time, they were just packing up. He spotted a female officer with a blonde plait hanging from underneath her cap and the neck of a male colleague who was just climbing into the car. Jesus, he thought to himself and turned around. That must have been Paul Hammerberg, his childhood friend and foe. They had gone surfing, sailing, water skiing and partying together. Both had been so-called leaders of their respective gangs, which during the late 80s had run things in Smergen and Kungsham. They were involved in constant, albeit light-hearted, conflict with each other, including about Eva. He pictured her in front of him, her long black hair sparkling in bright sunshine. Paul had always made sure to point out that Dennis wasn't from the coast, that he was a holidaymaker just like all the others who spent a couple of warm summer weeks in Smergen every year. Dennis didn't feel at all like one of them, though, and he'd always hated it when Paul brought that up. Now he could sense those old feelings welling up inside him once again. His phone rang. He glanced down at its screen. Kluder Private Mobile, it read. He let it ring, didn't answer. Turned up the music instead. God only knows what I'd be without you. Carl, the youngest beach boy, had a penetrating voice. Dennis rolled slowly over the bridge linking Kungsham on the mainland and the island of Smergen. At the bridge's highest point, he glanced eastwards, looking down over Kungsham and Tangen, then westward towards Haslesund and the smooth granite coast of Sandun. This view from the bridge was the world's most beautiful. He was quite sure of that. The sun beat down on his convertible, and the sky and sea alike shimmered in wonderful shades of blue. Summer blue. For the first time ever, there was nothing he had to do. For a long time to come. It was going to be his best summer since his youth. Back then, it had all been about the music, the surfing, friends and girls. This time around, he was more looking forward to swimming, peace and quiet, and writing. And he was going to steer clear of women. That spring he'd been hurt badly, and it wasn't something he was planning to experience ever again. He had lost everything because of her. His self-esteem, his job, his career, his happiness. Everything except his savings, which had stubbornly stayed put while everything else crumbled. Now, though, he'd put almost all of them into a car. He still hadn't worked out how he was going to support himself. The phone rang again. This time it was Orka Strumby. Yes, I've arrived. Do you want to meet straight away? Okay, I'll come to you. Eva had chosen Orka. Right under the noses of both him and Paul, Orka had suddenly sailed in one summer and laid claim to her. At first, Dennis had been devastated, but gradually he and Orka had ended up becoming friends. Orka had a great personality.